Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. We all know the pandemic has caused incredible disruptions to work and workplaces, but the level to which these disruptions have impacted people around the world is only becoming more fully known. Recently, the folks at Gallup released the State of the Global Workplace 2021 report, a research survey from 116 countries with about 1,000 adults surveyed in each country about the impact of pandemic on their working lives and their workplaces. Here are some of the highlights from the almost 200-page report. Globally, 43% of workers reported a lot of daily stress in 2020, which was up from 38% in 2019, which is raising concerns about burnout after a really difficult year in workplaces. And what's notable in the Gallup data, respondents in the United States and Canada reported the highest levels of daily stress, with a full 57% of respondents in the US and Canada reporting feeling stress a lot of the day. Interestingly, in some parts of the world, particularly Western Europe, stress levels actually went down in 2020. And the folks at Gallup think that could be in part because Western Europe has more social safety nets and support structures that kept people more whole during the pandemic crisis. And as we've heard in other analyses of pandemic impacts on the workforce, working women and employees under 40 experienced higher daily stress than their peers. In the US and Canada, 62% of female employees reported feeling stress a lot of the day, compared to only 52% of males in those countries. And these differences were also higher based on age. 64% of US and Canadian workers under 40 reported experiencing stress a lot of the day, compared with only 51% of workers over 40. The stress around childcare could be a big cause of this gap. Younger workers may have to take care of younger children, who often required more care and attention than older children. Additionally, older adults who had more experience might have had just a better attitude towards workplace disruptions and had been more entrenched in their workplaces if they'd been there a longer time. There's plenty more data in this Gallup report talking about the impact on businesses, on working hours, pay, and much more. I'll put a link to the report in the show notes, and I encourage anyone interested in analyzing the pandemic impact on global business to take a look at the report. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.